students, I would say probably the majority of the students were Persians, most of them Mashadis. And I had the schus, of davening during Elul with them. And that brought me into a world that I had never experienced, the Svadish Slichas, which I said, sang with them every day. And the nigunim are still ringing in my ear. And it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. And it's always on my mind this time of the year to try to understand the difference. Why is it that we're not zoicha? That the Bnei Ashkenaz not zoicha? Last year, the time that I came to speak to, I tried a little bit in the Indian halacha to show how every chilik in halacha and minhagim that we have between Ashkenaz and Sfardim is rooted in an essential difference between the way of Chachmei Ashkenaz and the way of Chachmei Sfard, which goes back to the sherish of who we are. So let's learn a little halacha for a few minutes and talk about that. Mamish for a few minutes, it's late. The Torah in Tavkuf Pei Aleph brings three minhagim regarding the time that we say slichas. The Torah brings down three minhagim. The first minhag is from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, which is your minhag. The minhag of the Sfardim is to say slichas from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, from Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's what's brought in Shulchan Aruch. And that is the minhag that is mentioned by Rav Hai Gon. Slichas the entire month of Elul. The second minhag that the Torah brings is the one that's brought down in the Ramah, which is the minhag of the Ashkenazim, which is at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, we begin to say slichas, 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, a minimum of 4 days. That's the minhag that's brought down in the Ramah. And the third minhag that is brought in the name of Rav Cohen Tzedek and Rav Amram Gon is to say slichas only during Aseres Hametzu, just during the time of Aseres Hametzu. These are the three minhagim. There are a number of chakiras regarding the chilukei minhagim. Why is it that we have these different minhagim? Which it seems to me it touches upon the sheresh of the difference in the whole hanhaga of Bnei Ashkenaz and Bnei Sfard. But let me explain in halacha. Let's begin with the hagdara to understand the geder in halacha of Aseres Hametzuva. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph tells us, would you prefer if I could do this for the Shavar? If I talk Ashkenazis, you understand, or should I try? I could do it then. I'm a switch hitter. What? I can't do a Taimanish thing. I could do it. Svadish I could do. But I that's fine with me. I could do this Svadish. So the Gemara is explaining this pasuk in Navi, that the Navi says, Dishu Hashem bihimatzo, we should seek Hashem when he's found, Krauhu, and call out to him behayoto karov when he's close to us. Elo asara yamim sheben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, this is referring to the 10 days that we call the Aseres Hametzuva, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So the question is, how do we define this drisha, this kriya? Dishu Hashem bihimatzo, kira uhu behyoto karov. Dishu? What is this drisha? What is this kriya? This drisha, this kriya, the seeking of Hashem in halacha. And what is this kriya, this calling out to Hashem? How are we mekayim this requirement of dirshu and kiru? That's really a big question in halacha. And that brings us to defining the nature of the Aseres Hametzuva. There are two possibilities that we see in the way that it's discussed in the Achronim. There are two possibilities. One is that we could say that the Aseres Hametzuva are be'etzem yimei ta'anit. Be'etzem, these are days of fasting, because there's a gzar din, there's a din that's hovering over Am Yisrael, and there is a din that's hovering over each and every member of Am Yisrael. And we are crying out, and we are begging Hashem to annul, to nullify this din, to be Korea, to tear up the Gzar din. A tanit, a day that is a day that's defined as a tanit sibur, is a time when there is a recognition of an eight tzara. There's a calamity, there's a danger that's hovering over us, and therefore it's a time of za'aka, of crying out, and tachanunim, and begging Hashem. But the centerpiece of the day is that it's a Yom Ta'anit. It's a day of fasting. So one possible way of understanding Aseret Yimei Tshuva is that essentially these are days of fasting, Yimei Ta'anit. The other way of understanding the Aseret Yimei Tshuva is to say no. It's not really that they're Yimei Ta'anit and Yimei Tzom, but rather the defining characteristic of these days is that they're Yimei Tshuva Utfila. Aseret Yimei Tshuva. These are days of returning to Hashem, and these are days of tefillah. So when we come to the question of how are we mikayim the requirement of dirshu, and kiru'uhu, drisha and kriya, so the minhag of Ashkenaz is miyusad, is based upon, the minhag of Ashkenaz is based upon the identification of the Aseret Yimei Tshuva being be'etzem Yimei Tzom and Ta'anit. In other words, there's a gzardin. The same way that when there's in the Gemara in Ta'anit, when there's Chas V'Sholom, if there's a possibility of war, or there's a drought, or there's a famine. So, because of the gzardin, there is a requirement that there be a Ta'anit, and a Ta'aniyot. And part of the way that we're mekayim the Ta'anit is with Slichot and Tachanunim. Therefore, we find that the Gedolei Chachmei Ashkenaz, such as the Ravia and the Or Zeruah, were very machmir to fast, to require fasting during the entire time of Aseret Yimei Tshuva, as it's written in the Or Zeruah, Lit'anot ulevakesh tachanunim ba'asara yamim elu. Lit'anot, to fast, and to ask Hashem for forgiveness during these 10 days of Aseret Yimei Tshuva. And when you look at the piyutim of the Ashkenazim, throughout all the days of Slichot, but particularly the Slichot of Aseret Yimei Tshuva, but throughout all of the Slichot, you will find mention all the time of Tzom and Ta'anit, of fasting. Shogdim batzom libam lahachnia, that we are careful, we are consistent, b'tzom libam, to fast. Tzom utshuva shlema chamatcha yashuv, that through Tzom, through fasting, and through tshuva, that we could hold back kivyochol Hashem's anger. And therefore the Ramah brings lahalachi in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Seif Beit, v'hamedaktikim nahagu, shekol echad mit'aneh ha'asara yamim. Those Jews who are particularly careful and scrupulous in their observance of halacha, the Ramah says, the medaktikim nahagu, shekol echad mit'aneh ha'asara yamim. That everyone should fast the Asara Yamim, the 10 days, V'chein Nachon La'asot. The Ramah says, V'chein Nachon La'asot, and that's the correct thing to do. So we see that according to Ashkenazim, the Iker is the Tzom, the Ta'anit, and a way that Tzom in Ta'anit is observed, as we see in the Gemara in Ta'anit, is through Za'akot and Tachanunim, that we call Slichot, that we say the Slichot. But the Yesod is that it's a Ta'anit Tzibur. These are days of Ta'anit Tzibur. And part of that Ta'anit includes Slichot and Tachanunim. However, as far as the Sfaradim are concerned, in all of the writings of the Gaonei Bavel, you all know that most of the Minhagim of the Sfaradim are based upon the Gaonim of Bavel. In all of the writings of the Gaonei Bavel, we don't find any Hagdara of these days, Aseret Yimei Tshuva, of being a time of Tzom and Ta'anit. The Ritz Geyut brings down, in the name of Rav Hai Gaon Beferish, it says, Aseret Yimei Tshuva Elu, Yimei Tshuva Mikru, Aseret Yimei Tshuva, the days of Aseret Yimei Tshuva, are what? Yimei Tshuva Mikru, the days of Tshuva. Yimei Tzom Lo Mikru. Ritz Geyut says, Yimei Tzom Lo Mikru, they're not days of Tzom. Dishu Hashem b'yimatzo lo lemikvenu b'ta'anit. He says, "Beferish the name of Haigon." That when it says in the pasuk, "Dishu Hashem b'yimatzo," to seek Hashem, "Dishu Hashem b'yimatzo lo lemikvenu b'ta'anit." That does not mean that we establish these as days of ta'anit of fasting. Lo lemikvenu b'ta'anit hu d'darish ella litpalel ulitchanen ulahodot v'lachzor b'tshuva. That the days of Aseret Mitzvah, the Yeshua Hashem B'Himatzo, are, the Rav Haigon says, Beferish, are not days of Ta'anit, not days, but rather, Lit Palel, to Daven, Lit Chanein, Lehodot, and to give thanks to Hashem, V'lachzor B'Tshuva. So therefore we see, that according to the Chachmei Svar, unlike the Chachmei Ashkenaz, according to the Chachmei Ashkenaz, Aseret Mitzvah, Abe'etzem, Yimei Ta'anit, and we observe the Yimei Ta'anit with fast days and with Slichot, Tachanunim. Why? Because there's a gzar din, it's a calamity, we're in danger, and therefore we're begging Hashem and we make a ta'anit in order to try somehow to remove the gzar din. Unlike the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Chachmei Sfarad, based upon the teaching of the Gonim, disagree, and they say that it's bechlal, the days of the Aseret Yimei Tshuva are not days of ta'anit, of fasting, the days of tshuva. And the slichot that the Sfardim say, the slichot, and even if you look at the nusach of the slichot, which you all do, when you say the same slichot every day, you know it by heart, that the whole nusach of the slichot and the way of slichot is a means of tshuva ritzui Hashem, appeasing Hashem, speaking to Hashem, calling out in that way of making amends with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to a fearful matzav of there being a gezar din and the need to nullify the gezar din through ta'anit. Now we understand that according to the Ashkenazim, the time that we begin slichot, the time the Ashkenazim begin slichot, is at the time when we fast. It's the beginning of the time of ta'anit. Now that begins 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. If you look inside the Mishnah Berurah in Tavkuf Pei Aleph Sif Katan Vav, there the Mishnah Berurah explains that in the 10 days of Aseret Yimei Tshuva, there are 4 days that we can't fast. We're missing 4 days. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat Shuva, and Erev Yom HaKippur, we can't fast. Therefore, we're mashlim those 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, which are 4 days of fasting altogether, that there should be 10 days of fasting. So when do the Ashkenazim begin to say Slichot? Since according to Chachmei Ashkenaz, Slichot is rooted in what? In Yimei Tzom, Yimei Ta'anit. Therefore, according to the Ashkenazim, we begin to say Slichot at the time when the Ta'aniyot, when the fast days begin, which in order to be Mashlim, in order to complete the 10 days of Ta'aniyot, of fasting, it's 4 days, a minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why Davke, Motzei Shabbat? You look in the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see we don't have time to go into it. But we have that as a time which is essentially Yemei Ta'anit, because it's an Eitz Hara, it's a time of danger, there's a Gzar Din, and therefore there are days of Ta'anit. When the days of Ta'anit begin, we begin to say, Ashkenazim begin to say Slichot, because it's a din, it's a halacha, really, in Ta'anit Sibur. That's according to Ashkenazim. However, according to the Svardim, that the Indian of Slichot is not because of a Tzom or Ta'anit, but rather, it's a time of tshuva, of ritzui, of pius, of speaking to Hashem, of begging Hashem, and talking to Hashem in such a way. And there's no connection, it's not related to the Indian of what, of Ta'anit. Therefore, There's no issue to start slichot, to begin to say slichot at the time when the taniyot, when the fasting begins. Adrabah, the time to say slichot is from the beginning of what? Elul. Why? Because at the beginning of Elul, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Benu went up, that's the beginning of the Yimei HaRachamim, the Haratzon. The Sfaradim are not interested in the taniyot of here. It's not, in the eyes of the Sfaradim, it's not a matter of an Eitz Hara or the Gzar Din. The Sfaradim are focused instead on the Yimei HaRatzon. The Yimei HaRatzon began when Rosh Chodesh Elul, when Moshe Rabbeinu went in order to daven because of the Chet Egel. Those are days beginning from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Those are days of Yimei HaRatzon, and therefore they begin to say from Rosh Chodesh Elul. They begin to say from that time that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on High Sinai to be Mefayes Hashem, to be Meratzeh Hashem, to daven to Hashem, to speak to Hashem. That's when the Sfaradim begin to say Slichot. Is at the beginning of Elul, the beginning of the Yimei HaRatzon. It has nothing to do with Ta'anit. It has nothing to do with Tzom. It has nothing to do with Eitz Hara and Gzar Din. It has to do with Piyusim, Tachanunim, Slichot. And they begin from the Yimei HaRatzon, which is Rosh Chodesh Elul. Now we could also understand the question in Halacha, whether the Chiyuv of Slichot is Mutal Davka Ala Tzibur. Is it a Din Davka in a Tzibur, in a minyan, in a community? Or is it a halacha that even the individual person, even the yachid, even an individual who's sitting at home and he can't come to Beit Knesset, that even an individual person, that he should say slichot at home? Is it a halacha when you come to shul? Is it only a din in the Beit HaKnesset? Or is it a halacha even for the yachid, for the individual to say slichot? Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, and Tav Kuf Samech Hei, Siv Hei, the Shulchan Aruch writes very clearly, Ein hayachid v'shai lomar yudgimul midot derech tfila u'bakashat rachamim. That the yachid, an individual person, is not allowed to say the yud gimel midot in a way of tefillah and bakashat rachamim. An individual, a yachid, is not allowed to do that. Why? The Shulchan Aruch says the davar shebekdushahim, because the yud gimel midot are rachamim, the yud gimel midot are a davar shebekdusha. It's a davar shebekdusha. Aval im ba laomram, if somebody wants to say yud gimel midot by himself, derech kriya ba'alma omram, he could say them derech kriya ba'alma. Rabbi Avad Yosef, when he is speaking about the question of whether or not a person is allowed to say tachanun, to say yud gimel midot, and he's by himself, so he says derech kriya ba'alma, but derech tefillah, you need the vashab kedusha, derech tefillah, you need to have a minyan. You can't say by yourself derech tefillah, bakashat rachamim. Just if you want to read a kriya ba'alma, it's a pasuk in Chumash. You can read a pasuk in Chumash, but you have to be careful that it's only in a way of kriya ba'alma. That's why Rabbi Avadia said that if you're going to do that, you should say it in a way with the nigun, with the trop that you would say if you're reading Torah, that you should say it with the laning, the trop of laning. Why? Because it's a din in kriya. You're not allowed by yourself. It's a davash b'kedusha. If you're going to say derech tefillah v'tachanunim, it has to be tefillah b'tzibur. It has to be in a way of tzibur. The davash b'kedusha has to be said in a minyan. Therefore, when it's derech tefillah b'kasha, it's only mutar to say the yud gimel midot b'tzibur, and that's meduric in the Rambam. The lashon of the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dal, the Rambam says, V'nahagu kulam lakum balayla basara yamim elu ulitpalel bibatei knesiot bidevei tachanunim bekibushin. That's what the Rambam is medayik to say. Why does he have to tell us where we say slichot? But he says, he's very careful to say, Nahagu kulam lakum balayla basara yamim elu ulitpalel bibatei knesiot. To go and daven, you don't see slichot by yourself. Litpalel b'batei knesiot, you go to the Beit HaKnesset. B'divrei tachanunim b'kibushin. So why? Because the takana of slichot, according to the Rambam, the takana of slichot is davke b'tzibur. To say yugim l'midot arachamim, davke b'tzibur, and that's what he says to go to the Beit HaKnesset. Now, on the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah writes that many of the Achronim don't agree with this, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Lama lo yomar yachid slichot, du tachanunim ba'alma. Why can't the individual person say slichot, du tachanunim ba'alma? He says, v'heskimu de slichot below yud gimel midot, yachol yachid lomar. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that they were maskim, that there are many Achronim who hold, that you're allowed to say slichot, even when you're by yourself. But there were heskimu de slichot below yud gimel midot, yachol yachid lomar. The yachid can say slichot, the entire slichot, just he should be careful not to say the yugimul midot, because they agree that's a darish b'kedusha. Now, what do we see here between the Chachmei Ashkenaz, or the minig of the Ashkenazim, and the minig of the Sfaradim is a very interesting thing. There are two types of tefillot that we have when it's an eight tzara. There are two types of tefillot. There are two sugei tefillot when it's an eight tzara. The first is, the Gemara in Tanit tells us the nusach of the seven brachot that would be said at the time when it's a Tanit, and the Gemara there tells us, Mishana l'Avram Avinu, and so on, and to end Mishana, and so on, Hu yaneh etchem v'yishma kol tza'akatchem hayom hazeh. That's a special tefillah, that's part of the Seder of a Tanit. That's a din in Tanit. So that Nusach that we're familiar with, Mishana l'Avram Avinu, Anenu Hashem Anenu, and so on, Mishana l'Avram Avinu, we're familiar with that. That's a halach in the Tanit. That comes as a chiyuv of a zakah, of screaming out and crying out to Hashem, like we see by Eliyahu Navi, when he said, Aneni Hashem Aneni. When there was a tzara, there's a Tanit, Aneni Hashem Aneni. So one way to daven, one sug of tefillah during a time of tzara is the way of Anenu Hashem, Mishana l'Avram Avinu, and so on. The second is Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim. The 13 Midot HaRachamim. Now that's a sugya that's not in Tanit. Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim, of course, that's a sugya in Rosh Hashanah. And the Yad Gemara tells us that the yisod of that was after the Chet Egel, the Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was mitateh. Kach Baruch Hu showed him this way of tefillah. That's the Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim. That Hashem, as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven, and as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, there was ritzui and pius until Hashem said, "Salachti kidvarecha." Salachti kidvarecha, that I forgive you, salachti kidvarecha, as you daven. So in every slichot, we have two components in every slichot. In every slichot, there's going to be a chelik that says, Misha na la'avram avinu ba'armi, uyi anenu, anenu Hashem anenu, anenu Hashem anenu. We have that in every slichot. And we also have the yud gimel midot harachamim. The yud gimel midot harachamim at the beginning, and anenu Hashem anenu, or Misha na la'avram avinu, that's at the end. Now we understand it's very clear that according to Ashkenaz, where the yisod of slichot is what? Is tanit. And Zaka is Tanit, it's a Tzara, and it's a Tanit and Zaka. Therefore, according to the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Ikar of Slichot is the Tefillah of Anenu, and Mishanach La'Avraham Avinu Ba'Armi Hu Yanenu. That's the Ikar. And for that, you don't have to Dafka have it Tzibur, you can say the Biachid. Because the Ikar, according to Ashkenaz, is Tanit. And Tanit, the Yachid can say, Anenu Hashem Anenu, it's not a Devasha B'Kedusha, he can say there for Anenu Hashem Anenu, even if he's by himself. Masha'eni can, according to the Sfaradim, where the Ikar of Slichot is not Tanit, it's not an Eitzara, it's not a Zakah, but rather it's Tachanunim, it's Bakashat Rachamim. Therefore, according to the Sfaradim, the Yesod and the Ikar of Slichot is not Anenu, it's not Mishanal Avram Avinu Bahar Meyu, but rather it's the Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim. Therefore, Lishitatam, that according to the Sfaradim, that the essence of Slichot, the Yesod of Slichot, is what? Is Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim. Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim is a din in the Tzibur, it's not a din in the Yachid. Therefore, the Sfaradim are always very, very makbid that the slichot is said davke b'tzibur, because according to the Sfaradim, the yisod of the slichot is what? Is the yud gimel midot harachamim. That's the essence of the slichot, and the yud gimel midot harachamim is halachah, it's davar shekedusha, and therefore it has to be said in tzibur. In other words, according to the Sfaradim, the centerpiece of slichot is the davar shekedusha, yud gimel midot harachamim, and that's a din that has to be said b'tzibur, not b'yachid, not by yourself. It has to be b'tzibur davke. Now we go back to the beginning, we're going to end. That going back to what we were talking about last year, and some of you were not here, but according to Reb Moshe David Vali, Reb Moshe David Vali was one of the great Talmidim of the Ramchal. He was one of the Chachmei Italia. He was one of the great Talmidim of the Ramchal. We were zoch in our generation to have the Svarim of Reb Moshe David Vali that we didn't have all of these years now, Baruch Hashem, and all of Tanakh. And Likutim we have from Reb Moshe David Vali, unbelievable Giluyim, especially in the Likutim, unbelievable Giluyim. Last year we read a little piece from there. There, Rabbi Moshe David Vali explains that the chiluk between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim is the chiluk between Chochmah and Bina. Now I'm not going to go into all of the chilukim between Chochmah and Bina. Those who learn these things or learn a little bit Pnimut, you understand that there's a huge difference between Chochmah and Bina. The whole Derech HaLimud of the Sfaradim is a way of Chochmah, not the way of Bina. The way of the Sfaradim is more Bikiyut, is more learning all of Shas, all of Torah Shebaal Peh, all Torah Shebaktav, all Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Inyan of Dikdukim in the way of Bina was never the Mahalach of Chachmei Sfarad the way that it was by Chachmei Ashkenaz. By Chachmei Ashkenaz, Balei HaTosafot, it's the Ashkenazim come from the left side, which is Din. Din is Bina. The Sfaradim come from the right side, which is Chochmah, which is Chesed. Therefore, we understand there's a very strong chiluk that the Sfaradim will come from, who are the Sod, Rabbi Moshe Levi Zal, the Sfaradim are the Sod HaYamin, are the Sod of the right, the secret, the mystery of the right side, which is what? Ritzui, Pius, Ahava. The way of the Sfaradim B'teva is a way of Ritzui and Pius and Ahava, and therefore we understand that the whole Slichot, according to the Seder of the Sfaradim, the Slichot is based upon Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim, which is Pius, Ritzui, Ahava, beginning from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Moshe Rabbeinu went and was speaking to Hashem on behalf of Am Yisrael. The whole Shorish of the Sfaradim is the right side, which is Chochmah. Again, whatever Chochmah means, we're not going to go into all the details right now. The Ashkenazim, on the other hand, come from the left side. The left side is Bina. Bina means what? Bina, the Zohar says, from there all dinim begin. Din begins from the side, from the left side. The left side is Din. The left side is the beginning. That's where Dina begin, it's Bina. Therefore, the focal point of the Ashkenazim and their Piyutim and their Tfilot and in the Slichot is what? Is Kriyat Gezar Din. Is trying to contend with Din. Is dealing with Din. And it's more. It's coming more from a place of pachad, of fear. We don't have, by us, by the Ashkenazim, in our Slichot, we don't sing. We don't have songs. The thing that struck me most about the Sfaradim when I daven with them, and was the first time in my life that I heard Slichot by the Sfaradim, was I enjoyed them. I enjoyed the Slichot. I mean, it was beautiful. But the Ashkenazim, it was always growing up agonizing, just agonizing. And it was not with song, It was not with hisrakshus. It was with a pachad, with a fear, which is a very holy thing as well. I'm not saying one is better than the other. We're talking about two different ways. That since we see that according to the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the yesod of slichot is what? Ta'anit, zaka, din, kriyat gzar din, kraroa gzar dinenu. We understand, since the Ashkenazim come from the left side, which is bina. Bina means from there, dinim begin, from the left side. Therefore, the focus of the Ashkenazim is always going to be more on din, on ta'anit and din, and so on. And by the Svardim, the focus is always going to be more on tachanunim, rachamim, asking Hashem, piyus, ritsui, ahava, yimeh ratzon, and vahaslichot, and yud gimel midot harachamim. Yud gimel midot harachamim. That's the focal point for the Svardim, is yud gimel midot harachamim. It's brought down in the Medrash Talpiot that the Svardim are mi b'nei Yehuda, the Svardim come from Yehuda, which is the Bechin of Malchut, which is also the Indian of Malchut, which is also Be'ikar, it's a Hittorah from the right side, the Indian of Malchut is Bnei Yehuda, and the Ashkenazim are Bnei Binyamin. The Ashkenazim come from Binyamin. Both. Most Svardim come from Yehuda. Of course, I'm talking about Levi Mekan. But most Svardim, the Talpiot says, most Svardim come from Bnei Yehuda, are from Bnei Yehuda, which is the Bechina of Malchut, and most Ashkenazim come from Bnei Binyamin, which is Yesod. That means that Svardim are deeply, deeply attached to the Midah of Yehuda, of Yehuda, the son of Yaakov. Yehuda is Hapam Odet Hashem. The meaning of Yehuda is Shavach Vahoda'ah. It's Shira Vahoda'ah, song. Svardim have a tremendous, tremendous chush for Shira and Hoda'ah and Pius and Ritzui. That's the whole Midah of Yehuda. Of Yehuda is David HaMelech. Yehuda is Hapam Odet Hashem. The name Yehuda means Hoda'ah, song, Hoda'ah, giving thanks, Shavach Vahoda'ah Hashem. That's the essence, the core of the Svardi, is that Midah of Malchut of Yehuda, of David HaMelech. Whereas the Ashkenazim come Bnei Binyamin, the essence of course of Bnei Binyamin is Yosef HaTzadik, which is Yesod, and the meaning of Yesod is the struggle to contend with the side of Tuma. It's the meaning of Yesod Beikar is in this way of uprooting din and being mamtik the dinim. Therefore, we understand that the way of the Svardim is patterned in their slichot after is the koch of Mashiach ben David, which is Tachanunim, Ritzui, and Pius, and Shira, and so on. And the way of the Ashkenazim in their slichot is the way of Yosef HaTzadik, is Vayanas Vayetza Achutza. Vayanas Vayetza Achutza, which is Kraro Agzadinenu, Tzom Ta'anit. Tzom Ta'anit is Yesod. Yesod is Tzom Ta'anit. Kraro Agzadinenu, to fight against the Gzar Din, and to be able to mamtik the Dinim and to bring down the Rachamim from Shemaim. Eilu Velu Devil Kimchaim. Both these and those, of course, are the words of the living God. Yes.
Does the Rav feel like Hasidim have their own, or they're closer to Svardim?
There's a very strong affinity between the Hasidim and the Svardim, and the general understanding of the Mekubalim is that among the Ashkenazim, those who are noteh to the side of Chochmah, and have a noteh to the side of Chochmah, they would be brought into the way of Hasidut, because the Derech of Hashem is the Derech of Mashiach ben David. Is the Derech of Mashiach ben David. Whereas the way of the Gra, the Gra himself was Mashiach ben Yosef in his generation, which is brought down, Kolatan HaKonagyonta, it's a big thing. The Gra was Mashiach ben Yosef. The way of the Gra is Mashiach ben Yosef, and the way of the Baal Shem Tov was Mashiach ben David. Therefore, from the beginning, you all know that that already in the Shem Gedolim from the Chida, the way he writes about the Talmud Baal Shem, you would think that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. That the way the Chida and the Chachmei Svarad, when they met, the whole Inyan with Or HaChaim HaKadosh, why did the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the whole Inyan the Baal Shem wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael was to meet Or HaChaim HaKadosh. It was a very, very big, that whole avodah, what that was, you saw the malchut and tikkun that was going to bring Mashiach, that was going to be, it was nefesh and ruach and Mashiach Sekeinu. But the koch of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh and the Baal Shem is the Inyan of Chochmah, which we see there's a very strong connection from the beginning, always between the Hasidim and the Svaradim, even the Nusach of Tefillah, and so on, which the main tikkunim that the Hasidim made in their Tefillot was to draw it closer to the Nusach of the Ariyah Kadosh, and it resembles more the Nusach of the Svaradim than the Nusach of the Ashkenazim. So there's a very strong connection, even in the Derech HaLimud, as well. There's a much greater affinity between the Hasidim and the Svaradim than the Hasidim and the Litaim. It was always like that. Now, in our generation, so everything's mixed up. You have Svaradim, they're trying to be Litvish, and Hasidim are trying to be Litvish, trying to be Hasidim. And everybody wants to be non-Nox. I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of stuff going on. Everything's all usher, it's like everything's mixed up. But if we speak in a pure sense, those among the Ashkenazim that are noted to the way of Chochma, they would be by the Hasidim. Even among the Hasidim, there's a difference between Breslov and Chabad. Also, it has to do with Chochma and being among the Hasidim. Also, there are different Batei Midrash, and among the Sfaradim there also. In the world of Chochma, there's a difference between the way of the Rashash and the Kabbalah of the Ramak. And I'm not going into that now, but there are different in among Chachmei Sfarad. There are also Chilukim. In other words, there are Madregot of Chochma. In Chochma, there are Madregot, and in Bina, there are also, depending where the Ashkenazim come from. And the, also the Italian Mekubalim and so on. It's a very big sugya. It's not for now. But when a person goes through all of Shulchan Aruch and you can learn all of the halakha, whenever you have a machloki between the Mechaber and the Ramah, it can always be understood as Chochmah and Bina. Always. Every single machloket is Chochmah and Bina. Everyone. You can understand it in such a way. It's just a matter of learning it in a deeper way. All of the chilukei deot between Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Sfarad go back to these two midot of Chochmah and Bina. As Hashem, we'll learn more about it in the future.